Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The City, an online journal I highly recommend. The headline tells the beginning of a story with many mysteries. New videos contradict NYPD account of lead up to Times Square attack on cops. The second paragraph tells a story as well. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office released new footage 3 hours after a press conference on Thursday, within these last hours, when the district attorney announced six new indictments in the January 27th attack. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenney had said the attack began when officers asked a group of men blocking the sidewalk outside a West 42nd Street migrant shelter to disperse. "I'm lost, so I need help. Harry Siegel is here to straighten me out on what I've missed in this, what looks to be a growing controversy of what are you going to believe, the police or your eyes?" Harry is a senior editor at The City, an online journal, and I remark that when Harry and I first discussed this story, the incidents from January 27th at the glittering Times Square, a great success of these many years to have Times Square look so wonderful. But the January 27th story appeared to be provocative and was being used by certain media outlets to tell a story that was either incomplete or inaccurate. Alvin Bragg's office did not charge or did not seek to, in some fashion, punish young men who were associated with the January 27th attack, although the story was told that two officers, one officer and one patrolman, were attacked. Now we have film, footage, that is very difficult to interpret to follow the case that the mayor is presenting, and Mr. Alvin Bragg's office has moved to indict one of the individuals and seek others. I'll stop there because I get lost in this tangle of he said. Harry, a very good evening to you. Help me. January 27th is the event. What does this footage show to you? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So this footage has been circulated very widely. It's in little Trump bits that he's putting out. It's in special election ads already. Like, this is the future the Democrats want. And you have this group of young men circling around and kicking police officers in Times Square. So, John, if you know it well, you can look at the Times Square there and still say, well, it's a nice place, it's transformed. But this is meant to be an image of urban dystopia and chaos with these men who've come here who are antisocial, who won't comply, and are now a wolf pack, a phrase the New York Post has revived from the 1980s, just surrounding and attacking cops. Two of the men who were initially detained, and the police arrested several of them. Alvin Bragg only sought bail for one of them, is one of the issues. So others have to come back for court dates, and we'll see, obviously, if they do. What this new video that Alvin Bragg's office released on Thursday, hours after he was with the mayor and the chief of detectives at a press conference where they talked about how this one young man didn't comply, and that's why he had to be arrested, is that entire narrative that's gone around the world, as Mark Twain said a whole bunch of times now, simply not true. What the videos clearly show is the police coming up and saying, "Vamos, vamos, West 401, we'll go to West 41st Street, get out of here," to these guys who are hanging out outside of a migrant shelter, who do not appear in the video to be blocking anyone else from going by or interacting with anyone for that matter. And they walk off, and unlike in the edited clip with the young men kicking the police that they released on the day of or the next day, we're finding out now, 2 weeks later, that no one failed to comply, that this guy was walking away, rolling a stroller, I think full of possessions, not a baby, with all these other guys. They're chanting stuff from songs and, you know, being rowdy, but like regular Times Square rowdy and not anything very interesting, and complying. And then the officers, one of the two, seizes this man by the shoulder, throws him up against the wall, and, you know, says that's it, we're arresting you. And the guy says, what are you doing? And is trying to resist, and they throw him to the ground. And that is when these other guys who'd been walking away and complying get involved. So I don't have a big issue with police telling these men who aren't blocking traffic or anything else I can see, you got to move on. In Times Square. Times Square is a hectic place. I've got a really big issue with letting this go around the world again and again and again, these images, without any of that context, which obviously the police had the entire time, as though Americans, whatever their politics, are too stupid to come to their own judgments, and allowing weeks and weeks of something very close to propaganda about a crime wave. And let me just add that Eric Adams and his NYPD is suddenly talking without any numbers to back it up. And believe me, the NYPD is officious. They have numbers about a giant migrant crime wave, just brand new. It's not that I can't believe migrants would do crime. It's just I know the police. I know they have numbers. What numbers? No one will say. So they're doing this anecdote by anecdote selectively. And it turns out that the very center anecdote that goes from the Democratic New York mayor, who maybe wants to change the sanctuary city stuff, whatever that means, and says we need to get these guys out of here, straight through to Trump and Republican candidates, that what they're saying was simply not true. Maybe it's literally true if you want to play the Trump serious literal game from a few years ago, I think many people would have been very distressed by the videos knowing the context, but it says a lot about the power of the state and the power of police that they flatly lied about that context. They'd seen these officer cam videos. They knew this was going to come out for nearly 2 weeks, and they are just being held to account today after Alvin Bragg finally released these videos and after reporting from a handful of places, including by Gwen Hogan at the city.
Harry, is it fair, following as best I can, that what we have here is a huge number of questions that need to be answered by the authorities, by the mayor, by the district attorney, by the chief of detectives, by the two members of the NYPD who were involved, and certainly by the accused? Lots of questions that need to be answered for the public to understand. Is that fair? I'm trying to summarize without coming to a conclusion.
I would certainly think so. I'll note that the police department and City Hall simply declined to comment for our story. I think Alvin Bragg has had these videos and let the chief of detectives give a different account next to him hours before releasing them. And with Mayor Adams there has accounting to do for all of this as well. Anyone who was in New York at the time, John, you were, I was, knows how complicated these quote unquote wolf pack things or wild and young men can be. And also how difficult it is when things are chaotic, and Times Square is always chaotic, to work out what's happening in any given scene. I'm not being critical of the police for not having a God's eye understanding of everything all the time. But in this instance, they had the officers there, they had the body cam footage, and they put out an edited video and a wildly misleading narrative about what led to that attack. And they showed the attack, and that's fine, but they were not honest about what got there, and I very much hope that they are held to account. The police department, the mayor, and prosecutor, Alvin Bragg. It's distressing it took this long for this to come out.
Harry Siegel is a senior editor at The City, where you can follow this story as the questions are answered by the authorities in New York. Manhattan, Times Square looks gorgeous. Gorgeous. I'll say that. Gorgeous. What it was 50 years ago doesn't exist. I'm John Adams.